Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 68 years ago, today, in 1957, Soviet engineers launched Sputnik 2, carrying a small dog named Laika into orbit, demonstrating rapid progress in spaceflight capabilities. The successful orbital mission marked a major milestone in human curiosity and technological achievement, inspiring international focus on space exploration and scientific innovation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean, with waves around 2 to 4 feet. Conditions remain clean as we move into the morning, with heights shifting to 3+ feet by 8 o'clock. Winds are offshore at 1 mile per hour, but will shift to onshore by noon at 3 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m., with a 5-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 6 feet at 7 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves at 2+ feet early on Tuesday. Wednesday sees a slight drop to 1 to 2 feet, with fair conditions persisting throughout the day. Thursday brings a steady increase, reaching 3+ feet by afternoon, with clean faces before wind shifts slightly onshore, making it the standout day of the period. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 63 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:58, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, becoming mostly cloudy, with a high near 67 and a light west-southwest breeze. Tonight, expect cloudy skies with a low around 56 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday morning will start with patchy fog before 10 a.m., then become mostly sunny with a high near 67 and a southeast breeze up to 10 miles per hour. Nights will be mild with lows in the mid to upper 50s, and Wednesday and Thursday stay mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 60s before Friday warms to near 71. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, exciting news for food lovers in L.A., as award-winning chef Nancy Silverton is set to open Spacatuto in Pacific Palisades in August 2026. The new Italian steakhouse, located at 15225 Palisades Village Lane, comes from a collaboration with local billionaire Rick Caruso and River Jetty Restaurant Group co-founder Joseph Mick G. Nickel. Silverton aims to channel her renowned restaurant Chai Spacca, offering a menu that features American steakhouse classics, seafood, and seasonal vegetables. With a cozy atmosphere filled with natural light, she hopes Spacatuto becomes a beloved dining spot in the community. Now on to sports. In the latest NFL news, the Indianapolis Colts suffered a disappointing loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers, with a final score of 27-20. Quarterback Daniel Jones struggled, leading to skepticism about his future and the Colts' Super Bowl aspirations. Despite a 7-1 record, doubts lingered due to this performance. Jones, who had been strong all season, faced pressure and made critical mistakes, resulting in 4 turnovers. Meanwhile, Matthew Stafford shined for the Rams, throwing 4 touchdowns in a 34-10 victory over the New Orleans Saints. The Kansas City Chiefs also faced challenges, potentially impacting their playoff positioning after a loss to the Buffalo Bills. The Cincinnati Bengals defense remains a concern following a last-minute defeat by the Chicago Bears. The Atlanta Falcons continue to struggle with kicking issues, while the Green Bay Packers lost to the Carolina Panthers in a surprising upset. These outcomes highlight the unpredictability of this NFL season. In local sports, Jim Harbaugh made a strange comparison between Justin Herbert and Hall of Fame fullback Larry Zonka after the Los Angeles Chargers' 27-20 victory over the Tennessee Titans in Week 9. Despite some messy aspects of the game, Herbert's excellent play on the run propelled the team to another win. He led the Chargers in rushing with 49 yards and a touchdown on 5 attempts, showcasing his ability to play through contact. Harbaugh's comparison, while somewhat tongue-in-cheek, highlights Herbert's impressive ability to maintain offensive potency amid struggles with injuries and protection. In top news, more than 10 million YouTube TV customers lost access to ESPN, ABC, and other Disney channels Thursday night after contract negotiations over carriage fees collapsed. The dispute reflects broader tensions as programming companies demand higher fees for sports content, while pay television providers push back against rising subscriber bills. College football and NFL games are among the affected programming, with no clear resolution timeline. YouTube TV stated, "We know this is a frustrating and disappointing outcome for our subscribers. The blackout could lead to a $20 credit for subscribers if it lasts for an extended period." In business news, Donald Trump's grant of clemency to Changfeng Zhao, the founder of Binance, highlights failures and checks on presidential power. During a recent exchange with CNN's Caitlin Collins, Trump dismissed questions about the pardon, claiming Zhao had a lot of support and was persecuted by the Biden administration. Zhao, known as CEDES, was convicted for failing to maintain an effective anti-money laundering program and has a net worth of roughly $60 billion. Despite his controversial pardon, Trump continues to benefit from the cryptocurrency industry, raising concerns about corruption and the integrity of the American political system. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to $108,000. Ethereum is down 6% to about $3,700. And XRP is unchanged at $2.43. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The ocean is doing its best to absorb excess heat from greenhouse emissions, but once humanity achieves a net negative carbon economy, the consequences will be severe. A new study indicates that when cooling begins after fossil fuel use is stopped, the ocean will burp excess heat, resembling the effects of humanity's fossil fuel era. This emphasizes the urgency of reducing emissions. Achieving a net neutral world is crucial. The ocean produces 50% of our oxygen and absorbs 30% of atmospheric carbon. Even in an ideal climate scenario, heat trapped in the Southern Ocean could result in significant warming effects for decades. This research highlights the complexity of our climate goals, suggesting that the road to a healthier planet is still challenging. And in entertainment news, the National Football League announces that Sting will headline the Super Bowl-branded concert amid controversy surrounding Bad Bunny. The Every Breath You Take singer will perform in San Francisco on February 6th at the Palace of Fine Arts, 2 days before Bad Bunny's halftime show. Sting's performance is part of the Super Bowl LX Studio 60 event, which promises unforgettable music entertainment. Tickets for Sting's concert start at $750 each. Despite criticism of Bad Bunny's selection for the halftime show, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell remains optimistic about the event. Sting previously performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2003. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American marine biologist and conservationist Sylvia Earle. And she said, "The ocean is the cornerstone of Earth's life support system, providing oxygen, regulating climate, and sustaining biodiversity. Yet it remains largely unexplored and undervalued." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.